You know, God's bigger than any circumstance in your life. The front row's with me. God's bigger than any circumstance in your life. That's it. Thanks, Jared. I'll just keep the keyboard, I think. I'll be fine. Well done, team. We have a great team committed and a great teams. We wouldn't be able to do Wellard without a great amount of worker bees. And so we are grateful for today. And in a moment, I'm going to ask the Wellard core team, and I know Jason and Sharmini are a great part of that team, and they're going to be down there about 2:30, I believe, all nervous and ready. So they're missing this morning, but we'll let them off. But we can remember them in prayer in a moment. But before I do that, I would just like to talk to you about what multi-site church actually means. And so here we have an aerial photo of Fremantle and Wellard. I'm going to ask the board to come in a moment too, but I just thought I'd give you a little bit of information about what a multi-site church is. In Acts 17, verse 6, in the English Standard Version, it says, "These men who have turned the world upside down." Now look around to your neighbours and everyone around and go, "We're turning the world upside down." "Have come here also." Jonathan and Sheila, I can prophesy it right now. You're going to turn the world upside down. Not just here for your faithfulness and the amount of support that you've gathered, but you're going to move down into Wellard and you're going to turn the world right way up for Jesus. Come on. Together is better. Look at one another again. Together is better. Say it to one another. And so you know what? I'm okay. I'm good. Thanks. You're a blessing. Are you coming down tonight?
Yeah, yeah.
You're playing? Bit of pressure. You don't have to. So today is our launch day for Wellard. It's a significant milestone for our church. It's not about how big we are. And we prefer to focus our church around sending potential rather than seating potential. And statistics are coming out from the United States that some of the most successful multi-site churches are those that multiply from a healthy base of approximately 250 people. A multi-site church is better than a solo church simply because it is never going to be in isolation. A new campus never has to start from scratch. A new campus has the backing of the sending church. A new campus has the years of experience associated with the sending church. We are learning through having a multi-site church how to multiply and extend our ministry. We want to develop others to their full potential. It's Nigel and Andrea, that's me. Myself and my wife will still remain as the senior ministers. One church, two locations. Let's say it together. One church, two locations. Jonathan and Sheila are going to be remarkable campus pastors. C3 Wellard, Jonathan and Sheila. So together is better. One church, two locations. Fremantle campus and Wellard campus. And I'm believing that it'll extend beyond those two areas as well as the years grow. Well, they don't grow on, they go on. And so our church meets in Fremantle and it meets in Wellard. So if you feel like one day that you just feel like having a family picnic, you can rock up to Wellard at 5 o'clock. That's not bad. You know, Christianity Today recently gave these statistics for multi-site churches. Then I'm going to ask Andrew and the team to come up in a moment. Multi-site churches reach more people than single-site churches. This is a current statistic. They tend to spread healthy churches to more diverse communities. They have more volunteers in service as a percentage than single-site churches. They baptize more people than single-site. And they tend to activate people into ministry more than single-site. These men who have turned the world upside down have come here also. We're not going multi-site to get C3 Fremantle's name out there, although that will happen. I'm not interested in putting my face up on a screen and doing campus church that way. I would rather develop Jonathan and Sheila and their great team to be amazing preachers and leaders. And the truth is, we are interested in making his name great in as many locations as we can, with willing people. We cannot do what we do without willing people. And so we are interested in multiplying the mission of God. We are interested in developing amazing leaders and servants of the Lord who will turn their world upside down. And so what I'm referring to is moving forward together. But just maybe, no, I'm not there yet. Don't worry about that slide. Thanks, Mike. Let's give Mike a hand. He's doing a good job this morning. Just maybe it's a revolution. It is likely that God is up to something extremely powerful in our world right now. And part of that phenomenon, you got it, is the growth of multi-site churches. 1 in 10, this is a statistic from Tom Rayner, who is a researcher, speaker, and current president of Lifeway Christian Resources. 1 in 10 Protestant churches across America are now multi-site. Now that is an impressive statistic when you consider that the word Protestant refers to any church other than Catholic. Among the 10 fastest growing churches in the United States, 70% use multiple campuses. Likewise, among the 10 largest churches in the United States, 90% use multiple venues or multiple campuses. The biggest trend is towards smaller auditoriums to attract diverse populations. Yes, there is a sending church, in our case, Fremantle. We've earned that right. And the truth is, without Fremantle, Wellard would not be starting. We have runs on the board. We have the experience of years in ministry. And so Andrew and I will remain the senior ministers of our multi-site churches in the future, until Andrew and I decide to move on, and, you know, we'll worry about that when it happens. The Fremantle board will oversee all multi-site venues in our future. So I want to just wanted to give you a little bit of background on why we're doing this. Is that helpful this morning? So I'd love the team to come up. Andrea, why don't you come and lead this section for me, please?
Hi, if you're visiting with us today, what a great day to be here. This week I've just had this sense from God that you at C3 Fremantle, the sending church, that God is going to put upon all of us a sense of maturity. That what the anointing that we've had for the last 20 years has shifted. And I just want you to feel, it's almost like the Elijah and the Elisha. You know, Elisha took on Elijah's coat and it was a little bit too big for him and he grew into it. And I believe that this is a pivotal moment in the life of our church where there is going to come a shift in your maturity as a Christian. I've just got it. I'm sorry. I cannot say it any other way. I felt that confirmed in the prayer meeting. there is something that is coming upon our church, and it's because of the longevity of years. I don't know why, but God does that. It's almost like the Bible says that he gives us the capacity to handle more. And I believe that this is a strategic season in the life of our church where he is giving this church the capacity to handle more. And it comes as a result of maturity. We don't give our kids the car keys unless we know they can handle it. And I believe that God is giving us an area and a strategic location. And I just feel that in your life as well, as a part of the membership team, the membership of C3 Fremantle, that there is a maturity that's going to come upon you. And it's going to be different. There is going to be something different. I feel that you're going to feel it. So as we send these guys out, I feel God's going to impart something to you as well.
It's great.
It's going to be there. And the other thing is we've been believing and praying that God is going to accelerate what's going to happen in Wellard, but we also believe he's going to accelerate it here. Because Pastor Nigel, I can tell you now, has already got another campus in his heart. Now, he won't do anything until God speaks to him about that. But I'm saying that God is going to accelerate what we're going to be a part of. So, it's exciting. And for this man, my husband, it's like he's giving his daughter away today. His wedding day. He is so excited and nervous about what's happening. So, Sarah, when you get married, it'll be easy. Anyway, could we invite the core team that's going down to Wellard? Can I get those guys to come up? Fantastic. And give them a hand. Fantastic. And I don't think Perry... I know there's people that are not coming until tonight. Susan, come up and represent Perry and the James, come up and represent... You guys live in the area. James walked home after church. How cool is that? How long did it take you to walk home, James?
Like 5 minutes.
5 minutes! 5 minutes. So they're all laughing because now we're getting in the car driving down there, so they think it's hilarious. So can I have the board? Is Greg Moore here? Is Renske here? Is Helen here? Fantastic. And I'm going to ask Greg and Pastor Helen if they would pray for this amazing team and send them out. Thank you, Greg.
Wow, fantastic. So let's reach out our hands. Could we just maybe stand up for this part of it, folks, and just reach your hands out? This is about blessing these guys and sending them forth. We just want that blessing and anointing on them. Father, we come to you, Lord. And Lord, I'm reminded of the scripture in Isaiah where it says the extension of your government, your kingdom has no end. And Lord, this is like you're extending your kingdom. And Lord, as we just reach out to these ones, we pray you'd bless them. We just love their heart. We love the way they're prepared to go and serve. And we love the way that you're sending them out in with a blessing that's going to cause them to prosper. Lord, we see the future and we see it as a bright future. Lord, with Sheila and Jonathan, Lord, we uphold them to you. We pray a mantle upon them, a blessing and anointing that's above their natural ability, that they'll say, wow, we have no idea how that could occur. That's only the Lord. And Father, for those that are assisting and the myriad of just not those that are on the stage, but other people helping out, Father, we pray you'd touch, you'd bless, you'd anoint. And Lord, for that community of Wellard that's going to welcome this church, Lord, they'd be hungry and thirsty. Lord, they'd be like a deer that pants after the water, that when this church, Lord, gets established, that they'll be drawn to it. Lord, it truly will be a haven in that community. And Father, we want to see lives touched and blessed. We want to see people have their best life. And Lord, so we send these guys out with our love and our blessing. And Father, we just pray your anointing upon them. Lord, the blessing of God that changes everything. Lest you build the church, we labor in vain, your word says, Father. And so, Lord, we ask that you would touch, you would bless, you would anoint. And this evening, as the church gathers in Wellard, another part of our church gathers in Wellard, Lord, your presence will come and fall on that place. And that people will be changed, touched, anointed, healed. We ask this in Jesus' name.
Father, we just thank you for each member of this team that is present today and those that are not, Father. Lord, we thank you for those that are going to be added to this team as well, Father.
Yeah.
Those that are not yet here, but that are there in Wellard, just waiting, anticipating a new church to come. Father, we ask that there will be such a unity amongst this team, Father, that, Lord, together we are better, Father. Father, you've equipped each one of them to do the job that they've been called to do. Father, that Lord, we just ask for your anointing on each one of them. We ask for your presence, Father, that, Lord, as they go down to Wellard, Father, they will carry a little bit of what is here to there, Father. But, Lord, there'll be an acceleration, Lord, that the seed has been transplanted from here to there, Father, but there'll be just such an abundant growth, Father, yes, and dear. Fruit that will come from that area, Father. That, Father, this is a new area, Father, a new thing, Father. But, Lord, there is just going to be an amazing fruit. Lord, we thank you for such an amazing time that's going to happen there, Father. Lord, we ask for your protection over the campus pastors, Jonathan and Sheila, and their family, Father. That, Lord, together we stand with them, by their side, in front of them and behind them, Father, supporting them, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for their family, for the sacrifices that will be made, Father. But, Lord, we know that you have called them to this job, Father. They are called for this time, Father. You have equipped them for this time. So, Lord, we just thank you for the gifts that you have placed in their hearts, Father, that they will be able to just share with that community, Father. And, Lord, we're going to see new people come. We're going to see new growth, new lives saved and transformed by your amazing grace. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Yes.
Let's just lift our hands towards Jonathan and Sheila.
Yes, Father, I just pray you'll anoint this.
Father God, Father God, power of heaven. For I've called you for such a time as this. And although everything is not lining up quite yet for you, Jonathan, there is going to be a release of his power into your life. There is going to be an exceptional rising in your spirit that you will know that what the right thing is to do, and that everything that has been working in your life up until this point, there is a great joy about to start. It starts tonight, but it's going to get outworked over many years. And Father, we thank you for this great couple. And we pray together as a church here, Lord, in two locations now, we thank you, Lord, for these great leaders. We believe in them. We bless them. We accept them. And we are well pleased with them. And we expect great things, Lord, because you are our master. And we commit it to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Let's give them a hand, guys. Very proud of them.
Now, just one more thing, team. I've had this comment made to me, and this is for all of us. You're still part of Fremantle.
Yes.
So don't think that it's one or the other.
That's right.
No, and I want to make this very clear, and I don't know how else to say it except one church, two locations. So you're still a part of us, even though you may actually be mostly at Wellard. And this will take a few months to work out. Who knows, it's always great for the first few months and then it gets tiring. but that's why we put our screens up, by the way, on the side, so that we can have a full house here and a full house down in Wellard.
Fantastic.
God's going to build his church. God bless you guys.
Thanks, Pastor.
All right, have we done everything now, except for me preach? I've been like, Andrea's right, I've been like this cat on hot bricks today. Anyway, I'm so warm, it's ridiculous. But anyhow, I'll have a drink of water and then I'm going to preach just a short message for you. And I believe that I'm going to preach a different message tonight. Oh, my son's impressed. but with the same theme. Similar theme, but can we believe together and start praying this afternoon that God's going to bring salvation in the house in Wellard? That's right. Andrew's just saying we've had 16,000 flyers go out in the community. God's on the move through what we're doing. So I want to talk about moving forward together. Thanks, Mike. You can turn to that slide now. Bless you, buddy. Henry Ford says, If everyone is moving forward together, then success takes care of itself. 3 John 2, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. The most important thing in our life is that our soul prospers. The word prosper actually means to travel successfully. It is not a bolt to the finish line, our walk with God. It is a walk day by day, a journey of faith together. And John says in verse 4, 3 John verse 4, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. When we are walking in the truth, when we are advancing step by step, challenge by challenge, we will know that our soul is prospering. As your soul prospers, so will your circumstances. Regardless of what challenges come upon you, if you stay in Him, your soul will still prosper. And God often wants to take us through trials and stretch us and move us beyond where we thought our capabilities laid so that we can acknowledge how great and wonderful our God is. All glory to God. And so if your inside is unclean, tainted by hurt or revenge or unforgiveness, it will be difficult for you to move along. I am blessed that Andrew and I are incredibly blessed by the Wellard team and what they're already achieving in unity together. Amazing. Where there is unity, His blessing flows. Where there is unity, the presence of God dwells. Where the presence of God dwells, there are miracles. God will work on your life as you stay in His presence. Selah is mentioned in the Bible 71 times in Psalms and 3 times in Habakkuk. Selah means to pause, to stop, and listen, and lift up. Who enjoyed our worship this morning? To pause, to stop, to listen, and lift up. Selah is a spiritual concept of appreciating all that we have in Him. And people are going to make you upset sooner or later. It's just a matter of time. You can walk out of a fantastic service this morning and your kids tick you off. No, you've all got holy kids. That's never going to happen. Maybe even your close friend will forget about you when you need them the most. People are definitely going to annoy you, and they're going to make you angry from time to time. That's the reality of the life that we live. And the way you and I are going to keep a sweet spirit, turn to your neighbour and say, the goal is to keep a sweet spirit. The way you're going to keep smiling on the inside is because we have learnt the art of appreciating Him. And all that we have in Him. God will work on your life as you stay in His presence. Second, move together. The Apostle Paul in his letter to the Ephesian church said this, we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried away by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ. And then I think we've got the PowerPoint for this part. From the whole, whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies. Every one of us here is a joint. That's what Paul is talking about. According to the effective working by which every part does its share. Every part does its share. Does that mean that every person has a share in what we are doing and what we are venturing into today? Every single person. And it causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. So our love for God will hold us together. And our love for one another will hold us together. And so Paul is referring to the joints in our body. And as we move to our optimum, when our joints are working, we move to our optimum, sorry, when our joints are working together. Every connection supplies something. I am grateful for my lovely wife. I cannot do what we do without my darling wife. She's my joint, one of my joints, right? She's a big part, she's a big joint. She's more than that, actually. But we're talking about joints at the moment. We wouldn't be doing well, Ard, without this great couple. Steve and Jenny, great people. Wes, incredible. Where's Isla? Wow, how good were you today? You know, we couldn't do what we do without one another. Ben and Avina always got our backs. Greg Moore at the back always thinking, what can we do next? Caroline with his, you know, it's amazing. It's every single one of us has a part to play, right, Kath? We're all in this, even you, Mark, with the bubs. We're all in this together. 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 I said together. 90% of my destiny, of what I am meant to be doing, is not in me. It's in the people that God has connected me with. It's in the people that I am connected to that bring success. At our 20th celebration, more than one person said to me, I am disappointed I was not with you for more of the journey. It's in the people you and I are connected that bring success, or maybe not so much. How important is the house of God to our lives? And so be very aware that the devil is cunning and that he will try everything he can to pull us apart. And we have to work hard at keeping relationships intact. And moving forward together depends on it. I have trouble on and off with my right shoulder. Jared is aware of this. I'm going to tell a story tonight about that, which I haven't told my son about, but I'll tell you this afternoon. Hopefully it's okay. Did I get your permission first? Nothing like, oh, a bit of pressure now, is there? But anyway. But when I'm at the gym, I know that I can carry more weight. But my shoulder is straining to carry that weight because the ligaments and tendons that supply the joint are not like they should be. They're not intact. And God has designed his church to work together and carry more weight as it grows up in him. We will move forward together when we make adjustments for the seasons and trials in other people's lives and help carry their weight. And I said to Jared recently, help me get this dumbbell up and then I will be able to carry its weight. We worked together and then I was able to do the exercise I wanted to do. The church will always work at its full potential when we move forward together. Yeah. by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body. And so lastly this morning, be alive to his connection in your life. Be alive to his connection in your life. Be alive to the inner workings of God in your heart. Be alive to the Spirit of God in your life. Now, this is the part that I'm really excited. There's an incredible scripture in Ezekiel 37:1. And it says this, "The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. The hand of the Lord came upon me." Who knows that we are great as the hand of the Lord that comes upon us? Disconnection and isolation is why the church is a pile of bones sometimes instead of a marching army. And I don't know about you, but I've got a bit of a fire in my belly that we are not going to be a dead, dry bunch of bones, but we're going to be a rising army that can defeat the powers of darkness in people's lives. Goes on in verse 11, that he said to me, "Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say, our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off." The destiny for that pile of bones was to be an army marching to the same tune. God didn't give me a spirit of fear. Sorry, I can't sing. We'll move on. The destiny for that pile of bones was to be marching in the same direction at the same pace. The destiny of that army was to be victorious in battle. Who knows that we need the life of God in us and we need one another so that we don't become a pile of dry bones, but that we move together, that we become joined together, that we have one vision and one purpose so that his house and his people move on and draw others to himself, that we become mighty in the sight of those around us. But these guys were disconnected. Their ligaments were gone, their sinews were absent, their muscles were wasted away. And yet God says to the prophet Isaiah, "Can these bones live?" I want to say today, well, actually Isaiah says before I even get there, Isaiah goes, "Well, it doesn't look very likely. Doesn't look like it's going to be very possible. I mean, look, I mean, only you know, God. Only you know." But God says, when the hand of the Lord comes upon me, God says, I can take the most disconnected, dry, bony situation and turn it into an army. And so God can take your situation, and there's people here that you're not sure what you're going to do in your very near future. God can take your situation and he can turn that dryness into something great. He can turn that lifelessness into something beautiful. He can turn what it seems to be dead and buried and even underground and bring resurrection life. And so God can take your isolation, your barrenness, your disconnection, your failings, your misfortune. Who knows that we can live with regret, and all God wants is for us to just worship him and let everything else be worked out by him. So he can turn it into an army in sync, in tune, alive in his power, in his house, moving, breathing his life with others. And so there's going to be miracles in the house of God. Miracles even here today, because those things that are dead cannot stay dead as we allow the hand of God to be on us. What every joint supplies, don't underestimate the power of his house. What every joint supplies, when we work and breathe his life together, anything is possible. And Ezekiel began prophesying after God said, I want you to prophesy. You know, it's great to just obey the word of God. It's great just to actually start to believe that his word will come to pass in your life. And sometimes it takes a little longer than we expect. I don't know how long these dry bones were dry bones, but they became a rising army. And see, hear the word of the Lord. When we speak, we change our situation. We begin to react, and faith builds inside us. We're alive in him. So he began to prophesy that those bones would come to life. He began to prophesy that sinew would join those bones. He began to prophesy that blood would start to circulate again. And all the bones rattled together. And there was this great sound in the valley of dry bones. And there was no longer dryness, but an army moving forward. And we prophesy today that there's going to be an army moving forward in Wellard. We prophesy today that there's going to be sinews and things that have been broken and disconnected, but they're going to find new life and new hope through C3 Wellard. Father God, we thank you for your life. We thank you that you are working in our midst. Lord, we can't see what you see, but we're grateful that you've given us a glimpse of our future together. And so being a multi-site church will grow us into bigger people as we work together. Can we work together? Can we do our little part? Can we work together? Allow your soul to prosper. Why don't we just bow our heads for a moment? Lord, we allow our soul to prosper because we want to be in you. Just while you're seated there, why don't you just lift your hands just for a moment? I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, I have you. My God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that I am designed to move together. I'm not designed in isolation. We move together today. We move forward together. And that's when success is just a natural reaction. So, Father, today we are praying that your power will change everything in our lives, and we commit ourselves afresh to you in the mighty name of Jesus. The people of God said, amen. Come on, let's stand to our feet. We're going to praise the Lord this morning. If you need prayer after this song, love to pray with you. See you at 5 o'clock at Wellard.